right, parents, welcome back to another episode of The Journey. I'm Dan Panetti, and I've got two fantastic people with me here today to talk about the Zig Ziglar Servant Leadership Award Banquet, which is around the corner, and we're kind of gearing up, and we want you as our parents to know what's going on. And so Kim McIntyre, you've been with us before, and then Dr. John Lineberger, you're new, but we're so glad to have you here. So Kim, tell us a little bit about you and your family, just to remind the parents.
Sure. Again, my name is Kim McIntyre. I work here on the development team with Angel and John and several other fantastic people. And I'm also a PCA parent, longtime parent, 21 years. I've got a 10th grader. And I've also got two young men that are out in the world that are alumni, and I've got an alumni daughter-in-law as well. My official title here is Director of Annual Giving, so that's kind of my link to the Zig Banquet.
That's awesome.
So I'll tell you more later.
Yeah, and Dr. Lineberger, or just John, welcome to the episode of The Journey. Tell the parents a little bit about you and your background.
Thank you, Dan. This is our 12th year as a family at Prestonwood Christian Academy. I've got a daughter who's a junior, a daughter who's a sophomore, and then a son in seventh grade. I had been on the board previous to coming on staff. In 2014, the Lord opened a door for me to come on, and it's just been a great journey for our family.
That's awesome. We're glad to have you guys both here. Where do you want to start with what our parents need to know about the Zig Ziglar Servant Leadership Award Banquet?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much for having us. It's such an important event for the school, and it impacts every area of the school. So I'm so thrilled that we get to talk about the Zig event today, because honestly, a lot of people don't know what it is still. We've got a lot of new families and a lot of young families that just don't know about it. So I love that we get to share that today. So I hope you guys will all be able to attend the event. It's Sunday, April 24th at the Star in Frisco, and we use the indoor Cowboys practice field, which is amazing. This night truly highlights the heartbeat of PCA. Mm-hmm. So if you're new to the school or considering enrolling your children, this is the perfect opportunity for you to experience the heart and mission of our school. But more importantly, it is so fun. Attire is Western, atmosphere is fun and relaxed. The tables are spread out. You'll be inspired and forever changed by the stories shared, and also shared by this year's award recipient, which we're so excited about. We'll share a little bit about how you can actually secure your seat later.
I love it. Now, actually, when we talk about events that we have here at PCA, mm-hmm. a lot of the events are just kind of student-driven, right? We've got homecoming, we've got mini-mester, and if you and I just listed the best things that we do at PCA, those would definitely be at the top. But this is kind of a weird thing. This is a fundraising event that is actually one of the neatest things that we do as a PCA community. Mm-hmm. And our parents actually get to be involved. So they don't go on mini-mester trips with us, and they're not taking dates to homecoming, let's hope. Mm-hmm. But this particular event is such an incredible, Kim, I'm glad you said it. It is such an incredible evening. It is so much fun. Yeah. It's a great atmosphere. And the mission for why we do this particular event is so central to PCA. So John, talk a little bit about that. Why do we actually have the Zig event? What's it for? Mm-hmm.
Well, you're absolutely right. This is one of my favorite events of the year. It's so exciting, and you leave the evening feeling so proud to be a part of the Prestonwood community. And that's a great question. In 2009, Prestonwood Christian Academy and Prestonwood Baptist Church came together just with a common goal to honor the legacy of Zig Ziglar and establish the Zig Ziglar Servant Leadership Award. Each year, we recognize a deserving recipient who embodies the true heart of servant leadership, just as Zig Ziglar did in every area and aspect of his life. He's was a long time Prestonwood member, as well as a PCA grandparent.
Yeah, Zig he and his family used to sit right down the row from me at Prestonwood every Sunday it was fantastic. So we love their family, and we love that he allowed us to use his name as a representation of kind of everything that his life embodied, servant leadership. And that's one of the great principles that we have here at PCA and we're trying to promote. So it's a great thing. What about the recipients then each year? Why do we choose a particular recipient, and who's our recipient for this year?
Well, every year we choose a deserving recipient, obviously. Last year we had Tim Tebow, a true servant leader, spends countless hours ministering to the least of these.
Yeah.
We've had Norm Miller, the founder, chairman, CEO of Interstate Batteries. We've had Dr. Benjamin Carson. We've had Kenneth Cooper, Dan Cathy, Franklin Graham, and many others.
Yeah, some great names. And this year's award recipient is going to be?
This year's award recipient is going to be Dr. James and Shirley Dobson. Dr. Dobson is the founder and chairman emeritus of Focus on the Family, and he currently serves as the founder and president of Family Talk. It's a nonprofit organization that produces his radio show, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. And his wife, Shirley, serves as an emeritus member of the board for Focus on the Family and as the chairperson of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. And together, this couple has authored more than 75 Christian books, and they have dedicated their lives to the preservation and advancement of the family.
Yeah, so most of us probably grew up listening to Dr. Dobson on the radio.
Yes.
Reading his books, right? For those of us raising boys, bringing up boys is an essential book to read.
Yes.
So we're so thrilled to have Dr. Dobson and Shirley Dobson as our recipients for this, which is fantastic. They'll actually get to receive the award. We'll actually get to hear from them. But the cool thing is the money that we raise that night, what does it go for, right? What is Sponsor a Child, and what does that mean?
I'd like to answer that, if that's okay. I just, as you know, building Christ-following servant leaders who take the gospel to their families, communities, and out into the world is our mission. So we are Ministry of Prestonwood Baptist Church, and as a ministry of the church, our doors are open to all, and that's all who desire a Christian education for their children, regardless of their economic status. And because of the Zig Ziglar Banquet and because of Sponsor a Child program, that opportunity is made available to so many. So this banquet is truly significant to our school. It's by far, as you mentioned, the largest fundraising event for PCA, and 100% of the funds raised that night go to PCA's Sponsor a Child tuition assistance program. And dollars raised that night actually affect the students for the coming school year. So they are used almost immediately. The Sponsor a Child program sets us apart from other private schools and even other private Christian schools because such a significant percentage of our students receive tuition assistance. So over 30% of our student body receives some kind of tuition assistance at some level. So any family that has a desire for a world-class Christian education and qualifies for tuition assistance can have that opportunity because of this event. So this school year, due to continued financial hardship and tremendous enrollment, our school is just growing, as you know, the need for tuition assistance continues to be on the rise. So Sponsor a Child will continue to be such a huge part of not only who we are, but a part of our school.
Yeah, that's so amazing. I'm so thrilled that PCA addresses the financial need of 30% of our families, at least at some level.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be 100%, but it's definitely a financial assistant to make sure that every family who wants to have, as you said, a world-class, I think the best Christian education, right, in the country.
I agree.
If you want to have that, right, we don't want finances to be the only thing that's keeping you out of these doors and your kids in our school. And so the generosity of our parents to be able to come alongside and to give to that particular issue to help other families in our community be able to afford PCA is such a blessing. Just what an incredible event. So fun event. Now, how, hey, let's say our parents are sold. They're like, this is great. I love the event. I want to go. I want to support that. What do we do? What's the next step for a parent who's listening? John?
That's a great question. Thank you. We would love for them to be a part of this event, and we've got a link on our website where they can go to and fill out one of those forms to sponsor a table. There's also opportunity if they just can't make the event that night, they can still contribute to the Sponsor a Child program, and they can also do that on a link on our website.
Yeah, now sponsoring a table. So let's say I sponsor a table. There's different levels that I can sponsor at, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Different things that go along with those different levels. But let's say I sponsor a table, and then I've got like 8 tickets, right? So I get to invite some people, some coworkers. This would be, and Kim kind of alluded to this, right? If you get a table, this would be a great event to bring people who aren't PCA people to this particular event. Now, I know that may seem weird, right? But this is a great way to introduce Prestonwood Christian Academy to coworkers or friends and family that don't know anything about the particular environment that we're in and kind of say, because I mean, I'm just thinking a lot of people have an idea of, oh, a private Christian school. I know what they do over there, right? They, you know, sit around and sing Kumbaya and, you know, roast marshmallows and sing praise songs. But I'm telling you that the training that we're doing here for students and for families to prepare young men and women to engage the world for the cause of Christ is so vital to this world, and people need to know about it. And so I just think that the ZIG event is a great opportunity if people are looking for ways to kind of let their friends, family, coworkers, neighbors know about PCA. This would be a great event to invite them to. So get a table, sponsored table, and invite some people who don't even go to PCA to come and join you at that particular event.
Yes.
That's right. Thank you.
Right. And you're also going to see it. We're going to be promoting it starting this month.
Okay.
You'll see it on all of our social media platforms. It'll be a tile on my PCA,
right.
So you can just click on the tile. It's also promoted heavily at Prestonwood Baptist Church. So you will be able to text ZIG to the number, whichever campus you go to.
Right.
And it will direct you right to our sponsorship page or our giving page. So we make it very easy
You've
for you to
easy.
Attend.
Right, there
yes.
you go. I love it.
And I just, you know, in closing, I want to share a really cool story from last year. This event, you know, it's a two-hour event. And like you said, some people kind of make the assumption of what this may look like. It is so impactful and so meaningful. We had several staff members from the Star approach us after the event, and they said, "We have never seen anything like this."
Really?
They were so touched. I know for a fact that lives were changed from management to wait staff that stood there and watched our event.
Mm-hmm.
And also our recipient, our award recipient, Mr. Tebow, who speaks all over the world,
mm-hmm.
who has heard everything, seen everything. He's an incredible, incredible servant leader for Christ. He had a flight scheduled immediately following his speaking, which is about halfway through the program. He was to walk off the stage and catch a flight. And he texted me mid-program and said, "I'm staying." He was so touched and so engaged in the program. It's that kind of program. It's just so impactful. So I hope you guys can all make it. You'll forever be changed.
Yeah. I really love the event. I think it's one of the things you just stick on the calendar every year, that this is something that you need to go to. I love that you guys have made it kind of cowboy, you know, chic casual,
mm-hmm.
which is fun.
Yes.
Because you're out at the Star. It's a great environment, great atmosphere. It's a fun event. But the mission that the money goes towards is to actually helping our own community and getting as many families as we can in to get this kingdom education is so impactful for us. So what a great event. What a great mission. What a great opportunity for our family to use the generosity, right, the gifts that God has given us. To not only bless our community, but we know, right, that the students who come here to PCA are going to be a blessing to the world around us.
That's right.
So it's not just about blessing our community,
That's
but
right.
it's our community being a blessing to
That's
the
right.
rest of the world.
That's
too.
Right.
So, John, any last thoughts or words from you?
Well, I just echo what you said. The world needs more PCA graduates,
yeah.
and this is a great opportunity to help invest in the future.
Mm.
Again, just to follow back up on your question, anybody interested in being a part of this event, they can go to Zig Ziglar. awards.com .org Zig Ziglar award.org.
Okay. There's a lot of different ways to find out about how to get involved with this event.
Yeah.
So let's keep our eyes and ears open. Table sponsors, we need you now.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time to be signed up and get that ready to go. So we're ready for the event. And there's how many tables do we actually have? I know this is going on last year, not this year, because we're even going to break what we did last year. But how many tables did we have last year at the event?
We had 160 tables.
Oh,
over 1,200 people attended our
event.
Because
that place was packed and it was awesome. It was
a
great event.
It was amazing.
It was great. So good.
So
looking
fun.
Forward to seeing everybody. The date again for the Zig Ziglar Servant Leadership Award.
Sunday, April 24, 6 p.m. And the event lasted about 2 hours.
Fantastic. Well, Kim and John, thank you so much for taking some time telling our parents about this incredible event. And we look forward to seeing all of our parents there.